Hi everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as I, a Friends expert, guides a Friends simpleton through the classic sitcom, episode by episode. I'm joined, as always, by said Friends simpleton, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, happy Rusev Day to you.
Yes, thank you, but I don't like to be referred as a simpleton. I'm more of a novice.
Okay. Good.
But open to learning.
Yeah, well, I should hope so.
Yes.
What else are we doing here? Just before we get into the episode, and I'll overlook the fact that you didn't wish me a happy Rusev Day.
It was implied.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now? Just for our listeners at home, just so they have a scale of where we're at right now.
Can you give me what 10 would be?
Like, just, like, clinging onto the floor for fear of falling.
7.
Okay.
Is that high?
Not too far. Well, you've still got a full bottle of booze in front of you, so let's see where this episode takes us. It's a very special episode today, because we've done episodes where we just talk about one episode, and we've done episodes where we just talk about two episodes. But today, we're talking about 1.5 episodes.
Yeah!
The reason for that is our first episode up for discussion today, season 4, episode 21, is the one with the invitations. I think it's plural.
I think it's invitation.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, because there's only one that matters in this episode.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
The one with the invitation. And it's... I knew something like this was going to come up at some point along the line, and unfortunately it's not going to be the last time that it occurs on our run covering this podcast. But what we've got here with this episode is a GD flashback episode.
I can't even tell you how much I despise flashback episodes. No matter what show it is, I don't like them.
It's so annoying. They're just rubbish.
And we've already seen it. It's very tacky. It's useless. Honestly, it's lazy, if you ask me.
It's kind of a thing of the past as well. If you look at like modern sitcoms, I don't think they really do them anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't think 30 Rock ever did it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Who? Absolutely. Yes, 30 Rock did it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Did they not make a joke about it, though?
No.
They didn't flashback do like clips. Episodes.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes. Flashback episodes are still a thing, and I think they're lazy, and I think they're just kind of reaching. I kind of understand why the Friends people did this, to be honest.
Yeah, so they can take the week off.
Well, maybe that, but also so you can really understand, you know, the mindset of Ross and Rachel. But I think it was lazy, and we kind of, to be honest, everyone, skipped through it. So yeah, we started it, realized it was a flashback, and skipped through it until we got to the real-time moments, watched those, and then skipped through it again, because we have seen all the flashback parts. We didn't really need it. And I think, people might be mad at us.
If I may, say that we don't really need it. People have seen your scores on Bamboozled, and maybe you do need a little refresher.
Maybe I do, but at the same time, I know that Rachel is in love with Ross, and Ross is secretly in love with Rachel, and they'll probably end up together, so... I think it was useless. We all know that they're going to end up together. So I just think it was lazy and it needed to push the plot along, but we watched to kind of fill the blanks in because we couldn't talk about a flashback episode very much.
No, so we're not going to cover it in too much detail. We're going to kind of talk as we normally do about the original pieces, the opening and the closing and the little bits in between, but we're not going to delve into what the flashbacks are about because we've already talked about it and you can go back and get our thoughts on it on the previous episodes, and I would recommend you do that because they're all great and we really, like, it just looks good when more people download the episodes. Even if you've downloaded them before, just delete it, swipe it off, and then download it again.
That's reaching, my
You don't even have to listen to it. I don't care. You don't even have to listen. You can turn off right now.
Everything I say is gold.
I would rather you turned off the show right now and just went and downloaded all of our other episodes again. Your time would be just as well spent.
All right.
I would
appreciate it. Move along.
So we're going to spend very little time talking about season 4, episode 21, and we're going to spend most of the episode talking about season 4, episode 22, the one with the worst best man ever.
Yes.
But before we get to that, it's time for a good old-fashioned bamboozling.
Bamboozled.
Elizabeth, nobody bamboozled you from the last episode, our Central Park episode, when you scored 3 out of 5.
Is that because I'm so good that no one could even beat me?
Possibly. only one person stepped forward and admitted that they were bamboozled by you. And it was a friend of yours and mine, Andy Fennick, caught up with the show. Yeah, and he was unable to bamboozle you, but like a gentleman and a scholar that he is, he put his hands up and admitted that he was bamboozled. So.
To be honest, anyone that doesn't beat me, I am very curious about, and I'd like to sit down with you, Andy, and have a cup of tea and ask you many questions. And also, I'm very proud of me.
Well, good. I'm glad that you are proud of yourself.
Yes, good.
All right, question one. The fun thing about this is, the added bonus about this one is you can be bamboozled live in this episode because we do have our pals Will and Maura in the studio with us.
As everyone knows, Maura's the one that likes Ross.
They haven't watched the episodes with us, so their comments will be kept to a minimum, but feel free to chip in at any point, but they are going to be playing bamboozled as well.
And Will is the one that thinks he is Joey.
Is that right? Yes. Is this true?
Unfortunately,
yes. Oh, boy. All right, so question one, Elizabeth. What was the name of the soap opera that Joey got a job acting in?
Names.
Of a soap opera, not of a character. He played Dr. Drake Ramore. And it's a real life sitcom.
Like Days of Our Lives?
It is Days of Our Lives.
Yes!
I said sitcom, I meant soap opera. What did you guys get?
Days of Our Lives.
All right, good job. It's 1-1-1. Question two. And we did skip over the flashbacks in the episode, but I wrote these questions before we watched this episode, and the answer to this question is actually in one of the flashbacks. So if you were paying attention, then you'll get this. In episode one, season one, the one where it all began, what food do Ross and Rachel share towards the end of the episode? They're both eating a little something-something, and they're kind of passing it back and forth, and they're kind of breaking up, and they're taking little bites, and it's a difficult question, but if you were paying attention, you would get it.
I don't know why I want to say a hot dog.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
What did we get in the peanut gallery?
Her wedding cake.
Wedding cake? Well, that would make sense, because she ran away from her wedding.
I was going to say pretzels.
Pretzels. The correct answer is an Oreo, and I would have accepted cookie, but you didn't get anywhere near it.
Wait, one Oreo?
Well, they were eating Oreos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I was very, very far away from Oreo.
It was a difficult question.
It was a wedding cake Oreo.
That was tough. That was tough, Will.
Alright. Question three. Do you know who Frank Jr. is?
Phoebe's brother.
Okay, what's his favorite thing to do?
Are you kidding me? His favorite thing to
Specifically
do?
Specifically when he comes to visit Phoebe, he's like, oh, what do you like to do? And he's like, I don't know, this thing? And it's a weird thing.
It's so obscure, that question's
it's
too
not,
hard.
It's not.
Go to museums.
Think about it. Think about everything that you know about Frank Jr. Do you think what he would like to do is go to
museums? The morgue and try on the unused clothing?
You see, that's a better answer, but it's still wrong. The correct answer, did either of you get it?
I wrote smell laundry.
Oh, no.
That's good.
I might use Phoebe's bathroom.
No. He likes to melt stuff.
Oh,
melt. He likes
what?
To melt
Come
stuff.
Come on, should have given me like a Sid from Toy Story sort of vibe. He was supposed to give it... Magnifying glass, and he's brought your rebel friends now!
He got, like, a lighter, and he was, like, burning the fire extinguisher. That was
his shit.
Alright, question four. Yeah, this is a tough one this week, actually.
Yeah,
looking at some of these questions...
Do I have any right?
You've got one. So you've definitely not got your lowest score.
Right.
Alright, question four. What is Chandler's mother's job? Think about the one time she was on the show. What was she doing?
I don't even remember her being on the show, Michael.
What did she do when she was on the show? She kissed Ross. But that's not her job. She's not a professional friend kisser.
A businesswoman.
In a way.
A prostitute?
No.
Well, that could be in a way.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
I have no idea.
She is an author of trashy romance novels.
Oh God, I was way off.
Yeah, you know. Did you guys get that one? No.
I was thinking about the other parent.
I can't even... Michael, these are really hard.
Okay, well, question five is multiple choice.
Okay.
What is Monica and Rachel's apartment number? Is it number 10 or is it number 20?
Wait, Monica and Rachel's?
Yes. It's on the door. You see it probably every episode.
20.
It is number 20. Yes! Hooray!
Did you guys get that one?
Yeah.
Oh, Will got it. Maura didn't.
All right. No, one more.
Isn't there like a loophole in the Friends like progression where the door numbers change?
Isn't that shit.
We'll have to pay attention. Because we're only in season 4, so I don't know.
We'll look into that. But it's definitely not number 10. So.
Yes!
So, Maura, you were bamboozled by Elizabeth. How does it feel?
I was bamboozled. I mean, I definitely deserve it.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about how it makes you feel?
No, because I watched Friends back when, like, everyone else watched it. So, you know, it's kind of more fresh for you than it is for me.
Oh, shit. Not giving you any credit.
You should use your Wicked Wango card.
Ooh, is it too late?
All right, so we're going to rattle through the one with the invitation real quick.
Yes.
Season 4, episode 21. First aired April 23rd, 1998. Elizabeth, how many people do you think watched this episode? The last episode, which we didn't talk about in the last show, was 21.9 million people. So how many people do you think watched this one?
I don't know. 22.1. Wait, 22.1.
I'll say 22. I need the win, all right? I need the win desperately. I need it bad, and I don't care about the tactics I use. 21.5, so a point for me. Hooray. Closing
Wait,
the gap.
I said 20.
Yes, 2.1, and I said 22, so I got the lower one, and I won. Don't feel bad about it. This episode, Elizabeth, was directed by Peter Boners.
Come on.
I'm not going to make
Come
it to...
on.
We're going to take the high road.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road.
That's so loud. That's so loud.
Am I being too loud?
You take the high road and I'll take the low road. We're not going to make a joke about it. He is a very famous and well-regarded sitcom director, so we're not going to make fun of it. I just wanted to point out that his name is Boners.
Not sure why you felt like you needed to
With
point it out,
a Z
okay.
on the end.
With a Z.
Yep. Okay, so the episode opens. We do have some original material for the opener. We have Chandler and Joey reflecting in Central Park. I know you don't remember any of this because we watched that a day or two ago. They're sitting in Central Park and they're like, oh man, all of our friends are growing up. Phoebe's having a baby, Ross is getting married. We should do something. What do they decide they're going to do that's all very grown up?
They're going to hike Mount Everest.
They're
going to
climb Mount motherfucking Everest.
Thank you for trusting my ability to remember things.
Good job. So they're like, yeah, we're going to do it, woo! And then Phoebe comes in and she's like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we're going to climb Everest. And she's like, well, it costs you $60,000 and you'll die. And they're like, all right, never mind.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
And then they talk about like renting a video about climbing Everest, and then they talk about renting Die Hard because guys love Die Hard.
You know, Die Hard has been referenced in a few things I've been watching lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, Die Hard, you think, is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Is that right?
Well, that's the popular argument, and I say it to be a little bit contrary. I think it's probably the greatest action film of all time.
Mm.
And I think there's an argument to be made that it's a Christmas movie, but the best Christmas movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life, so there's not really much point in debating it.
From the Peanut Gallery, Will is shaking his head. Will?
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oof. Can't argue with that, really.
But in the other order, two of them one.
We don't have
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
All I want to take from this, Elizabeth, is that they referenced Die Hard. Okay? They talked about
okay.
Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
In the universe of Friends, Die Hard is a thing. Okay?
Yes. Sir.
Remember this.
Yeah.
Because in like 2 or 3 seasons' time, this is going to be very important and I'm going to get very angry.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
But just remember this moment.
I'll remember.
Okay. And then the episode opens and we have Ross and Emily sitting around making their invitations. Emily is criticizing Ross because he's doing a bad job of writing the addresses. They're like, you could just say that Ben wrote them. And you're like, oh, nice to remember that Ben's a thing. What did we learn about the wedding in this little short encounter?
We learned that
it's taking place in the city of...
New York.
No, London. The wedding is going to be in London. They were going to invite an uncle, and Ross was like, oh, he'd never fly to London in a million years. Yes, invite him. The wedding's in London. That's an important point.
The wedding's in London.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we learned. Ross, like Emily's inspecting invitations, and she's surprised to see that Rachel has been invited to the wedding.
I don't know why she is surprised to see that.
Yes.
Will. Ross and Rachel have been friends for a long time. It's part of the gang. I think that it would be strange if he didn't invite her. Can you imagine inviting all of your other best friends and not her? Just because they have a romantic past, I don't think is grounds to not invite her.
But they have not really been friends this season. Like since they broke up, it's been about them sniping at one another. And it's been, like, taking shots.
But I think that the mature thing to do is to invite her. And I think it... How would she feel if everyone got an invitation for her?
I think she would understand why.
But I think she would just be
It's
more
not like
angry.
Joy, who would... Like, if you didn't invite Joy, Joy would be like, what the fuck? But if Rachel didn't get an invite, she'd be like, okay, I kind of get it.
But she'd be mad. At least you want to be invited so you can have the control to say yes or no.
I just think nobody has the power, or nobody should have the right to make someone feel bad about whether they're invited to a wedding or not. Like... A wedding is so much about the people who are getting married that if you don't get an invite, you should either understand why you don't get an invite or you should just fucking suck it up.
But that's not what everyone's reality is.
But that's what it should be. Like,
okay,
a wedding...
that's what it should be, but should is not a very nice word.
I think in this context, it's a pretty nice word.
It would be very wrong if everyone got an invitation of the Friends gang and not Rachel.
Okay. I'm surprised you feel that way. I thought that you were maybe a... I was going to ask, are you pro or con inviting an ex to a wedding? I would have assumed that you were...
Personally, I would not invite an ex, but in this case...
Well, what the fuck are you saying then?
In this case, they should invite their exes.
All right.
Their situation is very different than my own.
I hope that burly rugby player that insinuated Shag and Emily in the rugby episode gets an invite then.
Well, we'll see in London, won't we?
Well, don't hold your breath. So she's just like, Emily is pretty cool with it. She's like, you can invite whoever you want, and I love Rachel, but I just thought it might be awkward. And then we get into the flashbacks.
And then we skip the entire thing.
Well, there's one funny point that I just want to point out about the flashbacks is, like, it's showcasing, it's Ross kind of, reflecting, so it's just basically the beginning of their courtship in season one all the way up to where they went, so getting together, breaking up, all that stuff, and it's from his perspective. But there's one bit, you know, the bit where they've read the letter and they've got back together and, like, they're in bed and she's like, oh, I'm just so glad that you, like, accepted everything, and then he yells, we were on a break.
Yes.
So in the original episode, like, they cut away to the outside of the room and you hear him yelling, we were on a break. For the flashback bit here, they actually use the cut where they're in bed together. So it's just him screaming in her ear. So you can sort of see her, like, putting her hands over her. And so that's the only, like, sort of fun bit that they used that footage instead of what they used in the actual show.
Wow, I would have never known that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Very good.
So we're not going to go into all that. So he reflects, and then we get a cut to him, presumably the next day at the mailbox, and he's posting the invitations, and he has the invitation for Rachel in his hand, and he ponders whether he's going to mail it.
Yeah, he's sitting at the mailbox, and he's like, should I put it in? Should I put it, not put it in? You know, it's kind of, you see flashbacks, and...
I think, like, it's the final flashback of when he, like, kisses her in Central Park or something.
And he decides to put it in?
Yep.
He mails it off.
Stuffs it deep in there. What?
Yeah.
He does. Into the mailbox.
I guess he does.
All right. And then we presumably would go to a commercial break if this was on television. We then see the rest of the gang. They're opening their mail in Monica and Rachel's apartment. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, cool. Phoebe's like, oh, I can't go because you can't fly when you're beyond your third trimester. And she's in at least her eighth or ninth trimester.
Well, you think, Michael...
Continue.
Bless. There's three trimesters, right?
I don't know.
So trimester is 3 months.
We don't have time for this.
So she is in her second trimester currently, and she's saying by the time the wedding will be, that will be her third trimester. And you cannot fly in your third trimester.
Very good.
So she's currently in her second.
I get it. Okay. Let's go. Come on. We got a lot to cover.
So she can't go because she'll be within her third trimester. Yes.
Chandler then comes in and everyone's like, oh, did you get your invite to the wedding? And Chandler's like, no. So it's like, haha, Chandler didn't get an invite. And then Rachel comes in and she sees her invite. And she then debates whether she's going to go or not. She's like, oh, I don't know if I should go. And then she goes into a flashback. And again, it's kind of their relationship from her perspective of things.
Yes.
Going through all this stuff. We then cut to her and she is in Central Perk and she's got the RSVP card and she's kind of dithering over where she's going to tick the box if she can go or she can't go.
And I remember watching this and saying, don't go, say no.
Oh, you've changed your tune.
No. When I was watching it, I said, don't go.
I know, but you're saying, well, so you want her to be invited, but you don't want her to go.
I want her to have the control. And ultimately, she says no, that she's not going to go. And I think that's a very wise decision because you know how much she cares about him still. And it would just be very painful for her. Why would you want to go to an ex's wedding?
Because they're friends.
It would be too hard. You don't go.
Monica's disappointed, but I think she understands.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends. We're back with Joey and Chandler kind of talking about their London trip because they're going to London for the wedding. And they're like, oh, you can just rent a video to go to all the museums. And then they're just like, well, instead of that, we should just rent Die Hard. And they're like, ha ha ha, Die Hard. Remember Die Hard. It's going to be important later.
Okay, will right. do.
And that was the one with the invitation. As furious as we are about flashback episodes, it did serve an important part. It did get some important information out there.
Yeah.
Like the dithering of will they, won't they was important. And yeah, why bother writing a separate storyline for Monica or Phoebe this week? We may as well just fill in the blanks with shit we've already seen.
It's lazy.
It is. Like I can't think of another reason why you would do it other than you have a requirement of episodes you have to do and you can't be bothered writing another.
It's reminding the viewers of the plot. It's reminding them of all those really intimate and intense moments as to why Rachel and Ross should be together, blah, 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 blah.
I suppose in this era of digital media and everything's on Netflix and you can watch everything as much as you want, whenever you want, you don't need these anymore.
But, no, right. Yeah. I honestly think, based on this, the fact that they're doing a whole episode dedicated to their relationship via flashbacks, that they're going to be together forever. I think that this has confirmed it for me.
It does kind of...
They will be together.
It does kind of plant the idea that perhaps the wedding is not going to go without a hitch.
It's not. I think the last episode of the series, something will happen. It'll be a big like, oh, will they, won't they? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Honestly, right. I don't think that they're going to be together. I think Rachel and Ross will be together and it'll be the end of it and everything will be happy and la la la.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
I guess so.
All right, moving on. Season 4, episode 22, the one with the worst best man ever.
Mm-hmm.
First aired the 30th of April, 1998.
That's in 2 days.
Hooray.
20 years later.
Yep. How many people watched this episode?
I get to go first.
I'll go with 22.1.
I'll go with 22.
Motherfucker! 23.2! Oh, closing that gap. Closing that gap. That's 9-11. Oh, that's 11-9. Hooray!
I'm curious.
Yeah! Pew, 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 pew!
Alright, you know what I do when I win? I just say woo and call it a day. I don't do pew, pew, pew.
Ladies
pew.
And gentlemen, the evidence is on iTunes. You can go check that for yourself.
I hope they do, and they can come back and compare the fact that I don't go pew, pew, pew.
Do not shed a tear for the graceful winner that is Elizabeth. This episode was also directed by Peter Boners. Just
good for you, Peter Boners. I'm furious this episode. I'm going to speak in an angry voice the entire time.
The episode opens. Phoebe is quite testy and quite snippy at things. She has to pee a lot. She can't drink proper coffee. Someone offers her a cookie and she starts crying. at one point, I think you thought she swore. She was like, bring in the noise, bring in the funk on my bladder. And I think you thought she said, bring in the noise, bring in the fuck on my bladder.
Yeah, I thought she did.
It really does sound like that. And I remember when I was younger, like, rewinding it and checking to see if she swore. Because it really sounds like she swore.
The poor thing. She's carrying three babies. I can imagine one being enough. But three?
Mm.
Poor thing.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
It is a lot. The point is that she is having mood swings. Someone like offers her a cookie and she starts crying out of the kindness. But yes, she's struggling a little bit.
It's like being on your period times 3 million. You know what I mean, Michael?
Yeah, it's like getting kicked in the balls once.
No. Maura?
What?
Being pregnant is like being on your period times 1 million. 3 million.
It's worth pointing out that Maura has never been pregnant.
But you know what it's like to have mood swings on your period or before your period.
Yes, and I imagine it just being like 100% uncomfortable all the time. Like you can never find comfort. Like if you're too hot, like there's no way to cool down. Or like if you have a cramp or a pain, like it'll just never go away. It's constant all the time. You can never get rid of it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like when your football team doesn't win the game that you really want them to win. And you're just like, God.
Women are goddesses, and they deserve to be worshipped.
And so, then there's a tiny human just kicking you the whole time.
It's a little alien.
So the episode opens. Ross has a ring for the wedding. And he gives it to Chandler, because Chandler's going to be his best man.
Yeah.
And Joey's like, whoa, hold up. You know, before you hand out rings, shouldn't you decide who the best man is? And everyone's like, awkward, Julie. Chandler's going to be his best man.
Yeah.
And Ross is just like, well, I've known him longer, Joey. Don't feel bad about it. Again, don't make people feel bad about their choices for their fucking wedding.
Yeah,
stressful.
Yeah. Like, I thought that Chandler would have been his best man, but I assumed that Joey and Chandler were best friends of the guys, that those two were, like, for sure best friends. And then that Ross and Chandler were closer than Ross and Joey. So I
when
think that was a
have
choice.
We ever seen like Ross and Joey just hang out on their own?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Like Chandler's the buffer.
Right.
So Joey's like upset, and then Chandler's like, well, when I get married, you can be my best man. And Ross is like, what the fuck? You've been my best man twice, and now I won't get to be your best man?
I don't think that's a stipulation. I don't think if you have like, oh, this is my maid of honor, that means that they're going to have you as their maid of honor. I don't think that should be a requirement at all.
Shouldn't have to be. I kind of thought that, like, if you're married, that kind of disqualifies you from being a best man.
No. You're a matron of honor or a best man of...
The simple solution to this problem might be have two best men?
Absolutely. It's easy as pie.
But shh. What do we know? We're not sitcom writers.
Nope.
Phoebe feels a kick. And the girls are like, oh, let me feel. And they're like, no, they're not kicking me. They're kicking each other. And she's like, you stop fighting, brother and sister and brother in my belly. Joey comes in. He tells them he's planning a party. And the girls are like, well, why aren't we invited? And he's like, it's a bachelor party. He's planning a bachelor party with the lads. There's going to be strippers. It's going to be great. Presumably Gunther's going to be there because he gets invited to every party.
Every party.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So the girls are like, well, we're going to throw a party too. We're going to throw a baby shower for Phoebe.
Which is stupid.
They were like trying to get back at Joy, and Joy's like, well, I don't want to go with that, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. And Phoebe cries because she's so happy.
Which is stupid.
Joy continues his plans for the wedding. He runs them by Ross. His plan is to... Wait, did I say that Ross got angry and made Joy his best man? Because that's a pretty important plot point.
Michael, from a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
I'm like 5.
A 5? And I'm a 7?
I'm a Scottish 5, which is like an American 9.
Okay,
so.
Fine.
Yes.
You didn't say
I
that
I did
far.
Not
so,
say
so
that.
So
it's very important. So Ross got mad because Chandler said Joey could be his best man. So he was like, Joey, you're going to be my best man. So Joey made out like a bandit. So now Joey is planning for the bachelor party. Just pretend like I said that at the beginning of the episode, because I'm sure shit not going to go back and edit it. He's running his plans by Ross. His plan is to get a lot of booze. They run through the invites. And I can tell you don't remember this bit, but they're like, well, I was thinking to invite me, you, Chandler, And because we've been talking pretty loudly, I guess we have to invite Gunther. And then it kind of, because they're in Central Park, and then like Gunther sort of pops up behind them and he's just like, I'll be there. And you're like, ah, brilliant.
I think that might have been the best writing of Friends so far.
Wow.
Honestly,
that's huge.
Joey's just like, and because we're talking so loudly, let's invite Gunther. He just whips around, I'll be there. Honestly, that was so well done. It almost seemed like it was in a play.
I've talked since the beginning about Gunther being my favorite. And it's been sort of ironic, but like the more I watch it, I don't think, and he's not in it that much, but like I don't think he has like the highest percentage of laughs per line. He has like a higher percentage of that than any other character in this.
That like, particularly was amazing.
He's got another great line in this, but he had a funny line, like, remember when he was like, I thought you were Chandler.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's so good. And his neon and very tacky ties. Oh,
he's just the best.
Yeah, he is.
So Joey's like, who should we invite from the museum? And he's like, and Ross is like, well, let's not invite the anthropology nerds. Let's just invite the dinosaur dudes. But then Ross is like, oh, please don't hire any strippers. And then Chandler makes fun of him because he can't invite strippers. And Joey's like, I'm going to invite strippers. Don't worry about it. Monica got some baby clothes for Phoebe's baby shower. Do you remember them?
Oh my God, they're awful.
What were they?
There's like a cowboy outfit, right?
Sexy cowboy outfit.
A sexy cowboy.
Was there a ballerina?
Was there
a sort of biker one? Was there not like a sort of leather biker outfit or something?
I think so. It was just all awful. It was very over the top, very costumey. And, you know, Phoebe might like something like this, but it was so awful. It was awful.
So Rachel and Monica are talking about this and they kind of see the flaw in planning a baby shower for Phoebe.
Well, of course.
And what is that flaw?
Well, what you should do is plan a shower for Phoebe and Frank Jr.'s wife.
Alice.
And have a joint one. So that, you know, maybe have presents that are geared towards Phoebe and towards Alice. So Alice would get the diapers and the creams and the outfits. Whereas Phoebe would get the fun stuff of afterwards. I just think that it's a lot on Phoebe just because she's carrying the babies, and it really should be more about
Alice
and Frank Jr. because they will be the parents. That they need the stuff. Phoebe doesn't really need the stuff, but she needs other things, you know, take care of herself.
Hmm. Well, that's what they kind of decide to do. They're like, well, we won't get her presents for the baby. We'll give her stuff for when she's done with the baby. So we'll get her tequila and we'll get her like those cute pants that she likes.
Absolutely. I think that's a really nice idea.
Well, you would think so. But then we immediately jump cut to the bridal shower, the baby shower. And Phoebe's like, what the fuck is all this shit? You're giving me pants that I can't wear for the next 2 months. You think this would make me feel good? She's furious.
That's because she's hormonal and having a mood swing.
I think she's a bit Toby, but anyway. Nah, you know I like Phoebe.
By B, you mean beautiful?
She is a beautiful Mother Gaia giving life to the earth.
Can you imagine carrying 3 babies, let alone 1?
Yeah, I can imagine it.
She's a goddess.
Okay.
Okay.
But don't question the power of my imagination.
Oh my God.
I can imagine what it would be like to be carrying 3 babies. It's not that difficult.
Hold the phone. Every woman just screeched in their car and on the train.
It's not that difficult to imagine it, is what I'm saying. I'm sure it's...
Yes, it is. You couldn't even imagine it. You couldn't even... I'm going to erase your imagination.
Imagine it. I'm imagining it right now.
How? Okay, what are you imagining right now? Tell me.
Big belly, 3 things moving about in there.
Uh-huh. And then what about your,
swelling.
Discharge? Tell me about your mood swings. Tell me about the nausea.
People do not want to hear this stuff.
I bet mothers do. I bet mothers will really feel with this episode. And they'll be like, hell yeah, my husband and boyfriend and whoever else didn't know shit.
From people not enjoying a party, we then cut to only some people not enjoying a party as we go to Ross's bachelor party. Ross talks to Joey about the stripper. Turns out he liked her, so it's all good.
Yeah, you don't see it. You just see the stripper after.
Yeah, but like Ross is like, oh, about the stripper. Good call.
Yeah.
Like, Chandler then makes a toast. He's like, I want to announce my best man for when I get married. It's Gunther. And Gunther's like, what's my last name? And Chandler doesn't know. He guesses Central Perk.
Gunther Central Perk.
Gunther Central Perk. And then Gunther goes to leave. And as he leaves, he says, again, another awesome line. As he leaves, he pats Ross on the back and says, thanks for not marrying Rachel.
Honestly, though.
He's so good.
Why doesn't Gunther just bite the bullet, ask her out, and try for it?
Because he's a sniveling coward. The party winds down, Ross leaves. Joey then takes it upon himself to flirt with the stripper.
Of course.
And he uses the chicken the duck to seal the deal.
Oh my god, it would work on me.
Yep. I thought that they bonded over having very similar hairstyles. Joey has kind of a floppy fringe thing going on right now, and the stripper's hair was very fluffy with the kind of falling over her face as well.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're a woman and Joey hit on you, would you be like, all right?
It's not professional. She was a client.
She was off the clock.
Yeah, well, maybe, like, she can't get repeat business from this guy anymore.
But if Joey hit on you, would you be like, okay?
In what would the okay be for?
If you were a woman,
yeah,
and Joey hit on you at a bar.
Oh, I couldn't possibly imagine what it would be like to be a woman.
Oh my god.
Alright. So yeah, they seem to be getting on. And then we cut to Joey in his bed. He's rolling over, expecting to find someone, but there's no one there.
Nobody.
The stripper's gone. He then rolls over the other way, looks into the wedding ring box. What do you call that thing? Box for a wedding ring?
Ring box.
Ring box. He looks inside that. That's gone as well.
Yes, the ring is gone.
That's bad.
So he assumes she takes it.
Mm-hmm.
She takes it and leaves.
Elsewhere, Rachel and Monica are scared of Phoebe because she's having such dramatic mood swings. Phoebe comes in and apologizes. She seems to be doing a lot better. And she's like, I'm sorry, guys. What's been going on with you? I've been dominating the thing with my pregnancy. And then Rachel starts talking about how she's not going to the wedding and how she's sad. And then Phoebe just kind of like snaps at her again. It's like, well, this isn't a real problem. This is just kind of high school shit that no one cares about. And then Rachel starts crying and she's just like, oh, here come the waterworks, because Phoebe don't give a shit.
I kind of appreciate that about Phoebe. She's my favorite through and through.
Joey's freaking out. He tried calling the police. He told Chandler. Chandler laughed at him. He was like, he was hoping maybe he could replace the ring. So he's like to Ross, where could I get that ring? And Ross is like, oh, it's my grandmother's ring. It's irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's like passed down through generations. Yeah. So.
Did he give it to Carol? Did Carol have this ring once upon a time?
It didn't seem like it.
He never mentioned it.
No.
If you were marrying someone that had been married before and they were wanting to use the same ring as their ex-wife, would you be okay with that?
Nope.
Even if it did have such significance?
Nope.
And he wanted to keep it in the family?
Nope.
Okay. No?
No.
But like, he want... No?
No.
Not the engagement ring, but like the wedding ring?
I just think that if you've given it to somebody else, it's already lost that meaning. Oh,
but if absolutely. You're... If it's like a family ring that's been in it for generations, you need that back if you break up.
I think you can have it back, but I don't think it's right to give it... I don't think
but
it's
you
right
want it
for
to
the
stay
same
in...
man to give it to an
but you want it
woman.
To stay in the family.
It can just stay there.
Oh, maybe you keep it
shelf.
And give it to, like, your next kid. Give it to your kid.
Yeah. No.
Okay, we're agreed.
Okay, great.
Ross is a piece of shit.
Yep.
Thanks more.
Sad sack, Ross. Suck it!
So Joey comes clean and tells Ross. Ross is furious. They're trying to come up with a plan. Chandler eventually is like, we could just call up the company and book her again, and we'll use a fake name and have her come somewhere else. And they're like, all right, let's give it a try.
Come somewhere else?
That's not what strippers do.
Sorry.
The girls are still scared of Phoebe, and they're like making her tea, and she's like, nah. And then she has a contraction, and then it's false labor, and it's fine. We're in Chandler's office, and the stripper comes in. And she's like, who's got a... I've got a booking for Gunther Central Perk. Where is he? And then then like Ross and Joey leap out and surprise her. And like they're like, Ross, just be cool. And Ross is like, where's my ring? Where's my grandmother's ring? And he's like holding his like ring fingers up. And then we get a cutaway. Like he asks them, and then we get a cutaway, and it's a really weird shot because like Chandler and Ross are facing the stripper, and we don't get her name, so I'm not like, I don't want to dehumanize her by just calling her the stripper, but we never learn her name. They're facing the stripper, and then we see Joey duck down behind Ross.
Yes.
And cover his mouth.
Yes.
Because he's laughing.
Because Ross is doing the most, and he is like,
and
so
it's very
extra,
funny, to be fair.
He's like, where's my ring? Where's my ring? And then you see, yeah, you see Joey cover his mouth and go behind Chandler.
And like bend double. Like yes, he's bent double.
He bends over, for Americans, he bends over, and you think that he's covering the fact that he's laughing, but they film it. And then he goes back up in the next shot.
But it's a separate cut. The two things, like Ross reacting and then that cut, it's a separate
yes.
cut. So if it
I think they made a mistake.
But why would they film that? And why would they put it in?
I think they made a mistake, honestly.
Joey.
Because you see him trying not to laugh.
Joey corpsing. Send for the
honestly,
man.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite something. Like, it's something that you might miss. Like, I've seen it before and never noticed it before. Go back and watch it.
It's a good thing I was here to notice it.
No, I noticed it.
I noticed
it. How
dare
you? I noticed it.
And then what?
The stripper's like, I didn't steal your ring. I make $1,600 a week stripping. So.
Can you imagine? That's damn good money.
That's good.
$1,600 a week, you guys. You hear that?
Not bad.
For a stripper? Not paying attention to do that.
So then we cut back to the apartment. The guys are stressing. If she didn't take the ring, who did take the ring? And then the duck comes in and the duck's quacking. And they're like, oh shit, the duck ate the ring.
I didn't get that, to be honest. It was quacking and they all kind of looked at the duck and it was implied that the duck took it. But I don't get why a duck would take a ring out of a ring box and swallow it. Like, I didn't... I don't get
they
it.
They just think things are food.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know why they didn't suspect the chick was doing it.
Right.
Phoebe's okay. She didn't really go into labor. It was fake labor.
Brax Hicks? Is that what they call him? Braxton Hicks?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Okay.
And they kind of have a heart-to-heart about why she's been so moody lately. And she's basically, like, upset that the pregnancy is going to be over soon. And the girls are like, well, aren't you... Don't you want that? Aren't you sick of the baby? And she's like, yeah, but then I don't get to do the cool mom stuff, so I'm sad at that.
Well, yeah, carrying babies, you feel a connection to them. I mean, yeah. You're carrying them for so long, it's hard not to feel something for
sure.
them.
And then the girls are like, well, but you'll get to have nieces and nephews. You'll get to be the cool Aunt Phoebe. You know, and speaking of someone with nieces, it's a good gig. You get to hang out with them for a bit, and they're fun, and then when they start acting... like pains in the asses, you can just hand them back and be like, see ya, I'm off to the pub. It's a pretty good deal. Wouldn't you agree?
I have nothing to comment on that.
Okay. We then cut to the animal hospital and the guys are in the waiting room and they're waiting to hear about the duck and how it's doing. They're like, oh God, I hope the duck's okay, it's so good. And then we get more bloody flashbacks as if we didn't get enough of that in the last episode.
Right?
And they're all kind of sitting around like, oh, they're all picturing the duck. And then the vet comes in and he has the ring and it's like, hooray. And then the guys have a heart to heart and Joey's like, I shouldn't be the best man. And then Chandler's like, no, you should be. And then Ross is like, oh, you both should be. You're both my best friends. I love you. And then because of the toxic masculinity that was the style at the time, the guys can't share their real feelings in front of each other. So they go to opposite ends of the room to cry.
Yep.
About this beautiful emotional moment.
Very well said, Michael.
Strong men also cry, Elizabeth.
Which means that they'll are both best men at the wedding.
Yes.
Yep.
And that wraps it up. There was the end credit sequence of just the duck splashing around in a bucket of water.
Oh my God, he was so cute.
He was a very handsome gentleman.
And honestly, if you ever watch water off a duck's back, it just kind of glides off. It's a really good metaphor for life. So if something bad happens, just think of water off a duck's back. It goes right off.
Okay, Jinx Monsoon.
Hashtag Jinx Monsoon.
And that was the one with the worst best man ever. It's worth noting that during the bachelor party, there was the Magna Doodle board, which had the phrase, another one bites the dust on it, which was quite funny.
Very funny.
Did you enjoy that episode?
It was fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Just fine? I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, I liked it enough, but it didn't wow me.
I liked the lads' interactions. I thought Phoebe's stuff was a little bit, like...
over the top?
Over the top and easy. Although yeah. Phoebe is very good. I mean, Phoebe, you know, she's a lovely person, but she's a very good mean person as well.
She is good mean. So I love Phoebe.
Her making Rachel cry. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like Phoebe.
All right. There are 2 episodes left in the season.
Yay!
And it's a 2-parter, so we'll wrap it all up in our next one.
Yep.
It is parts 1 and 2 of the one, I guess the 2, with Ross's wedding.
Wow.
Which takes place in?
London.
In London.
I have a prediction.
Okay.
It ain't gonna happen.
Interesting. Well, we'll see where that goes.
All right.
It is the climax. It's Ross's wedding. It is in London. It is a special episode because it is filmed in London. And because in celebration, you know, our last episode, we were recorded live in Central Perk. We are going to record the next episode live in London. Woo! Not really, obviously, because I ain't paying for it.
I was going to say, really? If we're going to London? Great!
Yep.
So if anyone wants to fly us to London, hashtag at friendspod. Wait, hashtag at friendspod?
Nope, it's at FriendsPod.
So if anyone wants to fly us to London, at FriendsPod, tweet us.
Why are you yelling?
So if anyone wants to bring us to London so we could record those last 2 episodes, at FriendsPod. Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful.
And if you don't, we'll both be Westminster Krabby. That's a great joke. You're going to enjoy it when it pops up in the episode.
And we're done.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Friends Today End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can find us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can check out our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net. You can support the show by heading over to iTunes and leaving us a little 5-star rating and review. And as always, if you want to help us reach a larger audience, please tell a friend, spread the good word about this good podcast. Elizabeth, I'll see you in London, baby.
Cheerio!